AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel says Hamas has released another 11 hostages from captivity in the Gaza Strip, and it's released another 33 Palestinian prisoners as part of their ceasefire deal. Our Sam Mednick in Jerusalem reports there's been a two-day extension of that deal.
What that means is that there will be no fighting for 2 days, and an additional 20 hostages will be released, 10 per day. This was announced by Qatar's Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Monday.
In Vermont, a man has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder in the weekend shooting of three college students of Palestinian descent. Burlington Police Chief John Murad describes the incident.
They were speaking in a mixture of English and Arabic, which is their want. Two were wearing keffiyehs, and they had no knowledge of this individual, had not encountered him before. He stepped off a porch and produced a firearm and began discharging that firearm.
The shooting is being investigated as a hate crime. Economic matters, President Biden says he's working to lower costs for families and warning companies against price gouging.
The president held the first meeting with his Supply Chain Resilience Council, saying issues with supply chains helped lead to high inflation. Price increases have eased, but inflation remains a problem for the president's approval ratings before next year's election. The slowdown has not boosted public feelings about the economy.
We know the prices are still too high for too many things.
And to companies that have not lowered prices.
It's time to stop the price gouging and give the American consumer a break.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meantime, it's Cyber Monday, and Bankrate.com's Ted Rossman says shoppers have been buying.
They've been remarkably resilient, but it's not going to be a blockbuster holiday season. I feel like retailers have to bend on price, and that's something that we saw early.
This is AP News. Monday Night Football has the Bears at the Vikings. David Schuster has a Sunday recap.
The game of the day was in Philadelphia, where in overtime, the Eagles defeated Buffalo 37-34 as Jalen Hurts scored the game-winning touchdown on a 12-yard run as he accounted for five TDs on the day.
We've shown our resiliency day in and day out, game in and game out.
It was a good day for a lot of quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes had a couple of aerial strikes in KC's 31-17 win over Las Vegas.
Took a step in the positive direction. Now let's just continue to do that.
Kenny Pickett was in charge of an offense that put up 421 yards in Pittsburgh's 16-10 win over Cincinnati.
Felt like every drive we were, you know, having productive drives.
Trevor Lawrence with 364 yards passing, Jacksonville 24-21 over Houston.
We're getting better. We're being more explosive.
Other NFL winners Sunday, Atlanta, Tennessee, Indianapolis, the Giants, the Rams, Denver, and Baltimore. I'm David Schuster.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.